Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, it's Jessica. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm here with my co-host, Jen.
Hi, welcome to our beauty podcast. For a second there, you sounded more nasal than usual. And I was like, oh my God, it's the surgery. But I think you were just goofing around.
Oh my God, can you imagine if the surgery turned my voice to, I don't even know what that accent is. Jessica.
You would have gotten like ultimate New Jersey girl.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I have
so
an aunt
glad
that sounds
you're back.
Like that.
We missed you last week.
Thank you. So yeah, listen, I want to fill you guys in. I've not been super well this year. There have been, I had 4 sinus infections this year.
They kind of ran into each other. So I'm just going to say you had one long sinus infection.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Usually I have about 1 to 2 a year. And about 10 years ago, I went and had a CAT scan. We talked about having I don't know what it's called. It has a fancy name, but a sinus surgery. And I said, no, because it was just seemed like too much. And I put it on ice. And then it's weird how time flies. After like 10 annual visits, basically after seeing my sinus lady, you know, every single year, finally it was like, enough is enough. I've missed too many Fat Mascara recordings and I went for it. I have to say, it was painful.
I went to visit Jess.
That was so cool. It was such a surprise.
So the day of the surgery, you know, I drove out to Hoboken with some flowers.
So
sort of
sweet.
A surprise.
So
I like
romantic.
Texted her husband. I walk in. She's got like her Garfield pajamas on, looking so cute.
It's a nightshirt. It's not pajamas. It's a nightshirt.
Okay, nightshirt. Jess, I don't know if you know this, but your nose was packed with like gauze and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like, there was just like blood. It looked like you had been in a car accident. There was just like blood all in the gauze. And she was super cheerful, I guess, because you were just happy to see
people. So happy to see you and Eric.
But whoa, that was like a serious surgery.
Yeah, they made it sound like, you know, you're just going to go home. You're not going to be too active. You're just going to just take it easy. And then everything's going to be great that weekend. Just take it easy. There was a lot of take it easy. And then like Monday, they said I could go back to work. And obviously it was work from home. But I should have taken the whole week off.
Yeah. How are you feeling now? Do you breathe easier? I know they fixed your septum too.
So yeah. Oh yeah. I had a deviated septum. Now, some of you may remember back in the day, that was like a little sneaky way. People would get a really nice nose, like their dream nose. They would fix the septum, but they would also fix everything else and insurance would cover it. they don't do that anymore. So they fixed my septum. I had a deviated septum. They fixed it on the inside, but I still have the same nose. And they blew out my sinuses because my sinuses were really blocked. So there's a great...
Do you feel better?
I feel better than I did before, but it's not going to feel like how it's supposed to feel for weeks because there's still a lot of congestion because so much stuff was done. Like your body is still doing all kinds of stuff. And there's a really hardcore gel in my mm-hmm. nose that it's going to take like a week or two to come out. So I don't feel like now I have the breathing that I'm supposed to have. It's not like, it's all good now.
Your voice does sound a little bit different.
Yeah, it's going to be weeks before I feel how I'm supposed to feel. But I feel better than when I saw you last Friday.
I hope this like is life-changing for you. I really do.
Yeah, the doctor said it's going to be life-changing. It's Dr. Stacey Silvers, Madison ENT. There was no discounts, no freebies, no nothing. I'm just shouting her out because she's
hashtag
awesome.
Not spawn.
It is not. Yeah, if anyone's not going to do spawn, it's Dr. Stacey Silvers. She is a no nonsense doc, but that's why I love her. She's awesome.
Well, welcome back. I also had some life changing news.
Okay, do tell.
The Sullivan household now has a bidet.
Oh, it's installed.
We have installed the Toto washlet. Let me tell you.
Happy anniversary.
This thing is like, yeah, I know. If for those who didn't hear that, Eric got me a freaking bidet for my anniversary.
That's love.
I love it. But his big old man hands couldn't fit behind the toilet to like undo all of the like plumbing. So the anniversary present to me is that I basically installed the thing.
Oh my God.
We had to like get an extra part, whatever. But can I just say one of the delights of it besides using less wipes and less paper and how clean you feel? It has a heated seat. It's really nice in the middle of the night to like sit down on a warm toilet seat. I'm not gonna lie.
And then are there different streams like Jetstream?
Oh my God, Tinkle. I wish I had on video. Like we did like actually I don't because I didn't have pants on. But so I sat down and Eric like, you know, user one, user two. And he like was moving the arm to like set it where I needed it. The first stream of water though was not where I needed it. It was so invasive. Let me tell you. I had a colonoscopy basically.
Oh my God.
And I was like screaming and he's like, what? And I was like, too high. Like, so then we fixed the pressure and you fixed where it aims. So now you just hit user one or user two, like there's a remote control. Good Lord, there's a remote control. P.S. My parents came to visit this week. I've never seen them more disdainful of anything in my life. They're like, no nonsense from Philly. They're like, what the hell is this, Jen? My dad's like, I'm not sitting on that.
I just feel nervous for the first time. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, of course. But then the minute you try it, like I talk to anybody with one of these things, like the minute you try it, you're like, oh, I'm not going back. You know?
Oh, it's so nice.
So we have, you got cleaned out sinuses. I got cleaned out colon. Everything's nice and fresh and new here at Fat Mascara. So it's all good times. We're going to do the news. And then we have a special segment from Strivection. I forgot about this.
Excellent.
Yes, they have a new retinol moisturizer that Jess and I are obsessed with. So we partnered with them to do a branded segment. That's right. It's branded content. We're making it clearly known at the beginning of the show. But on the side, like, I really like this product and I've been using it anyway. But
we're using it too.
A jumping off point to talk about retinoids and the latest news in retinoids, retinol and retinal. What's the difference? We'll tell you. What can it do for your skin? What can't it do for your skin? It's really interesting. I got deep into the science. You know how I do. So I'm sure Strivectin will be super happy to hear that I talked about my bidet at the top of the show they're featured in as well. So am I missing anything? What else are we doing?
No, I think that's it. Oh, and the news. The news.
And then we'll raise a wand at the end.
Yes. All right, let's do it.
All right, let's get to it. Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to the news. So, some blockbuster perfume news over the last 2 weeks. Rihanna reports that Fenty perfume sold out. And she celebrated with an Instagram post of her eating caviar in bed. I'm not surprised. It's a delicious perfume. And then I also saw that over at the Home Shopping Network, HSN, Dolly's perfume, Scent from Above, has sold out faster than any fragrance on the HSN network ever in the last decade.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, right there, Dolly and Rihanna, like you cannot do better than like, those are two iconic women. Speaking of perfume, another thing that happened while we were away, Burberry dropped their campaign for Burberry Hero with Adam Driver. Jess, did you see it?
The Centaur.
I was like, I either need Burberry Hero or I need a horse. I don't know. I forget the last time. I know you talk about perfume commercials all the time, the ones that like move you because they're just so fantastical. Let me just say, I was moved. It's just like another one of those pieces of like, nobody can deliver fantasy like the perfume side of the beauty industry. And Adam Driver, I don't know. He doesn't do it for me usually in movies, but I was feeling it in this ad. That's not the news though. The news is that there's a new Burberry fragrance and it has three types of cedarwood, bergamot, and black pepper. But I also just want you to go and watch the ad campaign if you haven't yet.
Do you think that the team had any giggles on the set?
That's what I wanted to hear from you. Cause to me, it almost rises to the level of camp. He's shirtless. He's running on the beach. It's like every cliche you can think of for a fragrance ad, but somehow it's still working. You've got the FKA Twig song. It's atmospheric. They're underwater. For God's sakes, at one point, he's like completely underwater doing all the movements as if we don't realize he's in a huge tank of water somewhere. Like every perfume ad cliche, but I still liked it.
We're talking about it. So yeah, mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. In L'Oreal news, they've been doing lots of tech stuff lately. They're now partnering with the period tracking app Clue to research how women's menstrual cycles affect their skin. So this is run out of the L'Oreal Tech Incubator, and they're paying Clue, the period app, to assist in this research. By the way, if you use the Clue app, don't worry about privacy issues. They're actually going to be sending surveys out to the users. And then once they take the survey about their skin, it'll link up with their data that's in the app to help show L'Oreal how hormones affect your skin. So this is another one where like, I don't have news for you on like good products that can help or anything, but I just think it's interesting that they're working with that app to discover more about your skin. Okay. Jess, did you know that hair salons can recycle hair?
I did not. That's really cool.
I didn't know this either. So I was reading an article. It's about in the UK, there's something called the Green Salon Collective. And they made some news last week because I think it was on TV. So even though this has been around for a while, they recycle used hair clippings from salons. And they're apparently very good for oil spills or soaking up oil. They're used in like industrial accidents and things like that because they hold like 10 times their weight in oil. And so this Green Salon Collective in the UK, if a salon is a member of this collective, they buy into this program where the hair is recycled, but then they also help recycle the hair foils, which are aluminum.
Right.
And all the other things you come to think of for a sustainable salon. So I felt really silly as a beauty journalist for years not knowing about this hair thing. So I wanted to go and see if this was also a thing elsewhere in the world. And it is indeed. So in the US, Green Circle Salons is the name of the group that salons can be part of. And they will also recycle hair clippings to use them for oil spills and things like that. And then in Australia and New Zealand, it's Sustainable Salons is the name of the collective. So I decided I'm going to put links to those three on the blog. So if that's where most of our listeners are in those English speaking countries. If your salon is not a member of one of these collectives, maybe give it a look and see if you might recommend to your stylist or salon owner, like, hey, maybe you should join this collective and, you know, be more sustainable. Or if you're in the market for a new hair salon, all three of these websites have a directory. Like here are our salons that do our practices that are more eco-friendly and that recycle their hair clippings, which I just think is so cool.
That's really, really cool. I mean, you know, this is like a little bit like this isn't about like mopping up oil spills, but you know that brand Hastings, that fancy
the mattresses with like hay in them or something?
Yeah, put, I think it's horse hair that they put in the mattresses. Oh. I could be that wrong.
Let's hope it's ethically collected.
I can't speak to that. I would like to think it is for a luxury brand, but I was also thinking like, what are other things you could do with lots of hair? Maybe they can make beds.
If you've been a bad person, you want like...
No, but maybe you could make like beds or pillows for people who need them.
Let's pause. Oh, I guess it will be cleaned extensively before it's used.
Yeah, and I don't mean like to sell it to Neiman Marcus. I mean...
Yeah, and we use human hair for hair extensions. Because I got grossed out for a second picturing like the sweepings of my hair salon, like in my bed, you know? But obviously
it would be
cleaned.
Insulation.
Insulation, that's a good one.
That's what I mean.
actually, weirdly, that's so funny. I also saw, you know, I'm into birds. I saw this whole study on how birds actually steal hair from animals and humans to make nests. It's not just that they pick up loose hair. They'll like pluck it out of humans when they're not looking and things. It's like,
oh, at first I was like, you didn't know that they use hair to make nests, of course. Oh, but they're actually going fetching
it. Stealing it, not just like loose hair on the ground. Yeah. And they had like all these videos of like, I think it was like magpies or something, like plucking it out of like sleeping dogs and things. Wow. I just took the hair off topic. But
No. There's lots of uses for hair. It shouldn't just go sit in the trash. Interesting. I like that item. It was a goodie.
I know. And next time you're at the hair salon, like look down at the floor. There's a lot of it. So clearly it should be recycled. And like I said, I'll put links to those so you can look into it some more. And lastly, in our brief science corner, because I know I'm indulged later on in the episode talking about retinoids getting really sciencey.
We can't make you too happy here.
I know. I'm in my happy place. I saw this new study published in the Periodical of Dermatology and Venereology, out of Indonesia. And it was 100 people were studied. And it was basically one of those intrinsic versus extrinsic aging studies, which we've seen before, which is like how much of your aging is intrinsic, which means like it was my DNA, I couldn't help it, or extrinsic, my lifestyle habits caused my skin to age. And they found that 97% of aging was due to extrinsic factors. The new news, however, for me is get your vitamin D from supplements and food because first of all, they also found routine use of anti-aging creams can delay skin aging. But when they were studying people's diets, what was most interesting to me was like the diet, they couldn't find links. So they broke it down by nutritional analysis of the different vitamins and minerals. Uh-uh. The subjects' diets that were highest in vitamin D correlated to less aged skin. So there was a negative correlation between that.
So where can we get our vitamin D? Where we can get our vitamin D?
That's funny you should ask. Stay tuned for my raise a wand at the end of the...
Oh, we have to wait? Like you're not going to
tell? Yeah, but also leafy greens, fortified cereals and milks. You know the drill.
Kashi?
Honestly, sure, but just not from the sun. And honestly, even if you're wearing sunscreen, you know you're still making some vitamin D. Like you're not wearing a bubble of sunscreen all the time. It might not be enough though. I've seen so many studies about how deficient we are in vitamin D and it can help with all sorts of things. The last thing the authors wrote as they were discussing this part of the research was, quote, these results match with previous theories stating that vitamin D can reduce DNA damage, inflammation, and photocarcinogenesis caused by ultraviolet light and therefore protect the skin. So I don't think people think of vitamin D as like my anti-aging vitamin. I think they think of it for heart health. So I want you to think of it as like anti-aging for your skin as well.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, that's it. That's the news. Oh, let's talk retinoids. You ready? I'll see you on the other side of the ads.
That laugh is what's scary.
Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
right? It's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
This next segment is brought to you by Strivectin, one of the sponsors that helps make it possible for us to bring you the podcast every week. So this summer, they launched Strivectin Advanced Retinol Nightly Renewal Moisturizer. Yes, I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I personally got very excited when I saw this product and read about the formula, because it presented the perfect opportunity to talk about a topic you guys cannot get enough of. Well, personally, I can't get enough of either. Retinoids. Jess, how many questions do we get about this?
I feel like we get questions about retinoids every day in our DMs, and just, you know, as beauty journalists, we're constantly fielding questions. But listen, we're not dermatologists, but we talk to plenty of them. And you've heard many of them on the podcast again and again. They bring up retinoids, and it's really just, P.S., retinoids is a general term. I feel like we need to just bring it back to basics for a second.
Yes, yes, please.
Retinoids is a general term for a whole class of skincare ingredients that are, simply put, derivatives of vitamin A. And vitamin A is just an amazing skincare ingredient. So, to simplify this, there are prescription versions of retinoids and there are over-the-counter versions of retinoids. And we get a lot of questions from you all about the over-the-counter products specifically. And that makes sense because there's no doctor prescribing them and you're really left to your own devices when you're at the store. And it can, you know, it can be confusing. You're not wrong to be confused.
I have seen you in the aisles, Fat Mascara listeners, like flipping over every little box and like squinting at the little inky lists. I know how confusing it is.
We wanted to take a little bit of a deep dive into these ingredients and think about what they can do for your skin and just break it down a little bit further. But before we get into it, I do want to point out one thing. Many people use the term retinol and retinoid interchangeably because in casual conversation, they've become umbrella terms for vitamin A derivatives and all that that can help skin. But I just want to be really clear about one thing. Retinol with an O is an actual specific ingredient, and we're going to get into that.
I know, it's so confusing. Like back in the day when there were just the prescription versions, I feel like that's when the vocabulary started. And now that there's all of these, it's really confusing. Anyway, in case you have been under a big old retinoid rock or a rock made of not retinoid, mm-hmm. I should probably tell you what that ingredient can do. It helps with fine lines, other signs of photoaging. I feel like every month they come out with a new study like, oh, did you know retinoids can also do this and also this? It's just like they're everywhere. Can I do Science Corner a little, Jess?
I mean, I feel like you there was no way you were going to let this episode go by without, you know, jamming in a little science. But I think this episode of all episodes calls for it.
Yeah. Okay. That's because it's slightly complicated how retinoids work. So your skin has these receptors for retinoic acid, which is a metabolite of vitamin A. Jess mentioned vitamin A before. Pure retinoic acid is only available with a prescription. Those are those prescription retinoids we talked about. They can be very harsh. They can have side effects sometimes like drying in redness. You've probably heard us talk about that. Well, cosmetic chemists working on over-the-counter products use other forms of vitamin A derivatives, and that's where this confusion comes in. So I spoke to Strivectin's head of product development to get the lowdown on the most common over-the-counter forms of these ingredients. And there are three I wanted to point out, and this is where the retinoic acid comes in. They are, you'll see these when you look at the little list, when you turn over a box of any skincare product, you'll see these again and again. Retinyl palmitate, retinol with an O, and retinaldehyde, or as it's usually referred to, retinal with an A. And here's where the retinoic acid comes in. When your skin gets some, say, retinol palmitate, it takes a process of three conversions to turn it into the retinoic acid that you can actually use that actually gives you all those benefits. When you use retinol with an O, the process takes two conversions. And retinal takes just one conversion. And with each conversion, obviously the potency level is reduced a bit. So all three help your skin. If you see them in a product, you're in a good place. You know you're going to get benefits. But to put it super simply, retinal with an A, which is the newest, takes the most direct route to your skin. And I know, like, when we first started this podcast 5 years ago, I don't think we were talking about retinaldehyde or retinal with an A. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jess.
No, I never mentioned retinal. So retinal seems like a fast track.
It does. It's a fast track to better skin, but also it's just more and more you're going to see it in products, including the Strivectin product that we are obsessed with.
Yes.
Personally, I know I've talked about this, but I tried at one point a prescription retinoid. Not for me. Mm-hmm. I've got sensitive skin and it was not good. I have tried some retinol products. Here and there, I have some success. But this product is one of the first that I've been able to put on daily, which is tough for me, and not see any sensitivity. It's probably because, yeah, I'm just going to take a gander here. They have the Nya 114. We've talked about this in the podcast, but that's their patented ingredient. It really helps with sensitivity.
Yeah, I was actually surprised when you told me that there are some retinol products that you know, have worked for you, but by and large, over the past 5 years, you're not raising a wand to retinol products every week.
You know, and even if they worked for me, it was like I would do the buffering where like every third night I would use it. And I know that's good, but like I like to keep something at the side of my bed where I can just like pop it on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not think about it.
Or, you know, another thing that we've talked about is, you know, if I've done retinol, like I do like the moisturizer sandwich where you put moisturizer on before and then a retinol and then, you know, moisturizer on top. So this Strivectin Advanced Nightly Renewal Moisturizer, it really negates my moisturizer sandwich, like routine. Cause that's why.
But the sandwich was cute.
The sandwich was cute. And I have done that. And like, you know, with retinol products that aren't, you know, really moisturizing. That's my strategy. That's my go-to. But this, I don't need to because it really, like, it's in a moisturizing base.
A lot of over-the-counter products, when you get a retinoid, they're more like in like an active serum type formula where you're like,
or gel.
And it's like, I'm just going to say it. Some of them are not cosmetically elegant.
They're not. No, it's just kind of like, you know, you're dealing with the hard stuff. And I guess that's what, you know, that's what some people want, or that's the way it has to be. And then you have to put on.
I want the cushion. I want the comfort.
Exactly. Yeah. So you really can have it all with this product. I'm just going to tell you about my experience. I put it on and I'm not putting it on like in a super precise way. I'm really putting it on in a thin, thin veil over my face, and it feels cushioned and it feels moisturized, and I don't have to obsess that it's going to, you know, be the end of the world for me if I didn't put on like a micro pea size, you know? I feel comforted. Then about, you know, I used it for a month. My skin looks good, but let me tell you like the real deal, what happened with the clinical studies. After 4 weeks, clinical studies demonstrated a visible improvement in fine lines and wrinkles, a smoother texture, and improved radiance. I'm just going to tell you, I think my skin looks good. So
your skin does look good. I used it 4 weeks. No, I'm actually on my fifth week right now, but I definitely started seeing results at 4 weeks. The thing for me was texture. Lately, I feel like when I run my hands like over my chin or my cheeks, like I was feeling not flaky, but it was like bumpier than it used to be when I was younger. I'm just going to say it. And with this, I now feel like my skin is smoother. I have a feeling that's because it's so moisturizing. It's not just the retinoid. There's also this moisturizing base. I also, like I said, talked to the experts that formulated this. Love a good science chat. They told me they have beta-glucan in here and ginger root extract. They're also both very soothing. And last, so circle back to Jen's Science Corner. Sorry, Jess, you're stuck in here with me. Like, we're in the corner together. They use both retinol, the one with the O, and retinal, the one with the A. So they put them together in these little micro sponges that evenly and consistently deliver the ingredients. So it's not like you're like throwing a whole batch of a harsh retinoid at your skin at once. It's buffered out.
That's nice. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I did a segment about sort of like my new skincare routine. And how it's just kind of, it's a little like, you know, just quick and dirty lately. You know, I just like, it's like,
why,
catch
Jess?
Catch
you have
can.
You have so much time on your hands these days.
Well,
you're not doing the 15 step?
No, I just can't do it. But I'm not willing to, or I don't want to compromise efficacy. Yeah. And I went from doing, I was never like a 10-step person, but I mean, maybe when I was like in my 20s and like I was, you know, coming into like my beauty editor dumb, and I was like, oh, I'm going to try everything. And then maybe the past few years, it was like, you know, five things. But now it's like just, again, it's catch as catch can.
Works.
Yeah. But I have been into retinols lately because it's like, it's proven to work. But I really just need like one thing to grab and go. And at night, it's a retinol. In the morning, it really is like a sunscreen at best.
Yeah.
I want to let you know what the real results were with the clinical testing. And Strivectin, you know, they're a major brand and they have the resources to do like the big guns clinical testing. They said that 97% of testers said that their skin felt moisturized, nourished, and comforted after 4 weeks of use. So I've got to tell you, I've used retinols before in my life, and I've not used a retinol, but a retinol. After 4 weeks of use, I didn't feel comforted. So I'm glad that I was right on par with the rest of the testers.
I know. Same. I felt comforted as well. Listen, I know this is not the end of the discussion on retinoids. It's just one of those topics that you can keep digging into it. But that's a good thing because we wanted to keep discussing this. So I'm just going to put it out there in case you didn't like slow down my science corner and rewind and listen again and you have more questions about retinoids. I'm here for you. DM me. I also have like the like Strivectin experts on quick call. So I can always like consult with them too. But DM us if you have questions about retinoids. I know we're going to be revisiting this topic again. It comes up like once a quarter, I would say.
It comes up. I just went to an event the other day about retinol. And it's like, this is the time. And my editor walked back by and she was like, don't you know, if this is true story, hashtag true story. She said, don't you know everything there is to know about retinol by now? And
I said, honey.
And I was like, no, I'm like, the science keeps evolving. And
I
was
like, I've got to... A Match Beauty. Oh, honey.
I was like, I've got to stay on top of the news. So yes, this is a constantly evolving subject. And we want to let you know what's good. And I know a lot of you guys are curious about what, you know, you're retinol curious. Now, hopefully retinol curious. We understand that it is like, you know, something that you want to dip your toe into kind of lightly if you've never done retinol.
It's like we're like,
hey guys. But Jen and I are both, you know, we totally
meet
get
me
it.
Under the bleachers. Yes. I got the retinol. It's the new stuff.
But we have been doing this for a month and our skin feels great. And I'm feeling slightly cuter and more human. And my skin looks good. So you can trust me on this one. And I'd love to know your experiences. And yeah, Jen and I are here for your retinol journey. So yeah. Let us know.
And thank you again to Strivectin, our sponsor for this segment. If you want to learn more about Strivectin Advanced Retinol Nightly Renewal Moisturizer, visit strivectin.com.
All right, everyone, it's the moment we've been waiting for. It is time to raise a wand. And we've got a great razor wand from a person named Anna. Now, Anna does not introduce herself, but we talked to her and we know her name is Anna.
Take it away, Anna.
On episode 311, Dr. Chris really hit home, well, with me, when he stated that hormonal acne can't be fixed with over-the-counter treatments or standard acne treatments. Unfortunately, as a 30-year-old, I've had cystic hormonal acne on and off again for a few years. I blame my IUD. I finally have it under control because of Flow PMS gummy vitamins recommended by a friend. I began to notice improvements within like the 30-day money-back guaranteed timeframe. And with each month that goes by, I continue to live that no cystic acne life. I've been taking them for about 6 months and I haven't had a cystic breakout on my chin in 3. For full context, I have cystic acne in my family. I've avoided the prescription route. I know there's a ton of things you can do, but this one is super simple for me and kind of delicious. And I recommend it to just about anyone. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Anna. She actually emailed me about those gummies and how helpful they've been to her for her hormonal acne. And I was like, I'm sorry, I want to include this. So you're going to have to record it. And she was such a doll and went back online and recorded it for me. So I hope if that is an issue for you guys, it helps. I think I have to go next, by the way, because my razor wand ties in so perfectly to hers.
Yeah, do it.
So remember I said in the news how important vitamin D is? I've just been seeing more and more research on vitamin D. It comes up anecdotally whenever I talk to dermatologists. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll start taking vitamin D. I still have trouble taking the pills, but you know what trouble doing? Eating those gummies.
Oh, yum, yum,
and
yum.
You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So my new favorite gummies are Ollie?
I say Ollie. Ollie's are the best.
They taste the best.
They
first
taste
of all.
The best.
You're like, is this medicine? Because it tastes really damn good. The Hello Happy. I think they called Hello Happy because they have saffron, and saffron, I don't know. They have some like anecdotal evidence about a mood booster. But what it does have is 50 micrograms of vitamin D in there. So it's just saffron and vitamin D, and they're little gummy worms.
They're not the little gumdrop shapes.
They're little tiny little gummy worms. And I love saffron. I don't know if that's the Persian in me, but like if you go to Iran, it's like saffron city. So it has a little bit of a saffron flavor, but there's also like a nectarine or peach or something like fruity to make it taste better. And these worms are so delicious. Even Eric has been taking them. So every morning when I grab 2 for myself, I throw him 2. And of course, like who's not going to take them? $15 for a month's supply. And it's like candy and you're getting your vitamin D. Love it.
You know, it's so weird. I was just thinking I've got to buy myself some more Ollies because I feel like I was in a better mood in the morning when I had an Ollie to like close up the breakfast.
Which one were you taking?
Well, I was taking the prenatals trying to. And then I was taking something after. Maybe it was just like
their multi.
Like women's multi after.
Yeah.
And then I ran out and then, you know, just nothing now. Now I'm just a grump. So
yeah, go get some Ollie.
They're so good though. Like you have to kind of restrain yourself. Like it says, like, you know, a serving size.
Oh yeah, there's studies that too much vitamin D is not a good thing. So do not eat the whole thing of worms.
Yeah. And I think it doesn't feel good if you take too many also. I think you get a stomach ache or
your
something.
Belly would hurt.
Yeah. Okay. So mine is not nearly as tasty. Mine is not edible, but I found a shampoo I really like. And, you know, I have to wash my hair now more because I feel like I'm just sweaty and disgusting all the time.
Right now, there's a real nasty
heat wave. So this is a newer brand that I discovered just through like work. You know, I'm very selective about the mailings that come into my home because now everything is out of the home. But this one made it through the gates.
What is it?
Of Hoboken.
The skunk.
This one,
he was at the door of the apartment. He was like, what is it?
He smelled it and he said, okay. So the brand is called Seychelles Hair Care. And like I said, they made it through, you know, the gauntlet of apartment buildings in Hoboken to my doorstep. And I never heard of them before. I tried it and I was really pleasantly surprised. I have very thick hair. I have colored hair. It's, you know, dyed. I haven't had it dyed in like 2 months, but it really did revive my hair. It gave it a lot of moisture and luster. And sometimes I wash my hair like, you know, several nights in a row, which is kind of weird. And I know that a lot of people don't do that because it's like not right to wash your hair, you know, many subsequent nights because it can dry out your hair, but not with this shampoo, guys. It adds a lot of moisture. This stuff isn't important to me, but I know it's important to a lot of you guys. It doesn't have any sulfates or parabens or phthalates. And that is a very modern thing. I know with formulas, it's vegan, which is very important to me. And it smells great. It just adds a lot of moisture.
Is this the one you told me that has argan oil?
Yes, it has argan oil. And argan oil, we know, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it was a new thing. It was a very hot ingredient. But like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It really, like, it still works, argan oil. It really adds a lot of luster.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it was
new to like consumer products, but clearly there's cultural heritage of argan.
That's a great clarification, Jen. Yes, argan oil was not like newly developed.
But I know what you mean. So hot right now.
So hot.
It was that kind of vibe, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I think like a lot of us are sleeping on argan oil because it's not a new ingredient in hair care anymore. Like it's not buzzy. But I love that Seychelles is like bringing it back as, you know, something to like check out again. And they also sell like a little bottle of argan oil as well. That's nice too. It'll probably take you like 3 years to go through it because you'll only need a little pea sized amount. But anyway, I really dig the brand and I'm loving it. So that is my raise the wand for today.
Okay. Next time I need some moisturizing shampoo.
Yeah, it's really good.
That. Also, okay, this was fun. Everybody get your beauty sleep, take your beauty vitamins.
We'll see you in a couple of days with an interview.
Exactly.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise the Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.